Brother Jeremiah said yesterday that it's a little bit nervous when we heard all these other preachers been speaking.
Amen.
I'm even more nervous now. I'm shaking so much that if my phone was to ring right now, even though I have it on vibrate mode, I won't feel it. I'm vibrating more than my phone. Yeah. But we have to share the good news that God has at one time shared with me. And I understand the benefit of sharing what God does for each and one of us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So yesterday, it caught my attention what Brother Jeremiah was saying about some people want to wait till the last minute and accept the Lord as his Savior. But many people never got that opportunity. They say cemeteries are full of more young men than older men, people. So that's a big mistake, people. I remember when I thought about doing stuff like that. But thankfully, God somehow had mercy on me and made me fall in love with him before taking that decision. I do want to share my view on that verse we've been looking at for a couple of months. Most of the ideas and thoughts that I had written down throughout these few weeks that I've been hearing preachings like that, most of them have been covered already. And so I'm thankful that in a way it concords to what we're all receiving from our God.
Amen.
But I guess I'll start with these right here. My first point is that one way or another, we're all ambassadors of God, one way or another. And like Jeremiah said yesterday, if we're not ambassadors for God, there's only one other person we can be ambassador of. He admitted to himself. And I remember, I can recall when I was also an ambassador for him. And you know what? It's very dangerous when we take God lightly, because it is a very serious role when we accept to become part of God's family, representative of God now. We can be a stumbling, I don't know if it's a, how does the, is it rock? Or block, yeah. If we don't take that seriously, in other words, we can be more dangerous than somebody who doesn't know God. I mean, somebody who doesn't know God, other people can easily just walk away from his bad decisions. But when they see somebody who has a name of a Christian and doing some bad stuff, they kind of tend to take God probably lightly too, and end up following their path because one person says he's a Christian.
Amen.
In other words, he can become, like Brother Jeremiah said, an imposter. An imposter. And even as Christians, sometimes we can get a little, I don't know if that's the right word, lazy. Lazy, and we let our guard down. We become a little bit less careful with God and a little bit more of a, it's hard to say it, but more of an imposter. It's hard to say words like these because sometimes you might end up scaring people away from the gospel of word because the language we use sometimes. But I guess God will speak to all of us in many different ways so that we might get in one way or another. Amen. So, okay, seeing that, usually we are ambassadors of whatever is in our hearts. Whatever is in our hearts, that's what we're all constantly going to be talking about, thinking about, and acting upon. So, if God is not in our heart the way he needs to be, in other words, first in our heart and not part in our heart, we're going to end up talking about everything except God.
Amen.
Or maybe just when we're in church, that's when we end up talking about God. So we need to be careful and give God our whole heart, number one in our heart, not partially. My other point is, once we decide to become, well, actually, it's weird how Paul said it on that verse. I think Jeremiah read it yesterday, 17, on that chapter 5, that where Paul, let me see if I could read it. It's 17, 5, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, I think it was. It says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Okay.
The old has gone, the new has come. Mm-hmm. In other words, he has become a resident of God's kingdom now. And that's why Paul probably used this word right here as for himself. As an ambassador, because he was confessing, saying to the people he was speaking to there, he was no longer a resident of this world.
That's right.
Amen.
As an ambassador of Christ, now he was a resident of God's kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
So that's why we need to somehow put ourselves out of this world.
Okay.
And serve God now, promote. That's one of the key words that I wanted to look at. Promote God's kingdom.
Okay.
I even saw it in that booklet that we've been studying when we become new Christians. When we are in God's kingdom now, our lifestyle is going to promote what we really are.
Okay.
If we are promoting sadness, promoting, you guys probably know, so many different ways a Christian can behave where he's promoting that he's not happy in God's kingdom.
That's right.
He's not glad. In other words, other people who we are preaching to, when they see us acting, promoting sadness or unsatisfied, they're going to be like, it probably doesn't work, so why should I even try it? Why should I even hear them, what they're saying? Why should I believe what they're saying? And that's one of the things that I wrote down right here, too. When something is good, if we have tasted and seen that God's lifestyle is good and better, we will, let me see. We're going to want to let everyone know about it. I don't know if you've seen people, whenever they find out some kind of remedy for a twisted finger or a cold or anything, if it works, they want to tell everybody about it.
That's
right. So as ambassadors of God, we have to see and believe that it has worked for us first so that it can be easy and real for us to tell other people about it.
That's right.
Because I've seen, and I could remember for myself too, when I started, I had my doubts. And when I would try to speak to people about it, it was not with full confidence on what I was saying.
Okay.
After a few years, I started understanding and accepting how good God's life really is. And so now when I tell people about it, I can tell it easily and naturally and honestly about it. I don't have to put so much of my, I don't know, fairy tales or whatever, my own ideas right there, yeah.
That's all right. That's a good point.
But it becomes easy when we experience this better life with God.
Okay.
And this better life of God, we can experience it when we truly make an effort to live by his word.
Amen.
That's when we can really receive God's peace. If we know God's word, His rules and everything, and we don't live by them, then we will not be at peace. I mean, at least that's for me. If I take God seriously, I believe in hell and heaven. I'm scared to go to hell. So I do take this seriously. And that's one of the other things, too, that I wanted to see, that as an ambassador, it's kind of another word, but we're honestly becoming more like saviors, guides, guiding people out of where everybody's heading to if they don't accept God. So it's not really much of trying to bring people to God. It is, but it's more like pulling them out of where everybody's going if they don't accept God. Hell, and that is scary. When we love somebody, we cannot go so lightly in letting them go. That's why if we don't do this with love, love for everybody, not just for our family members or for certain family members or friends, we have to have love for every single soul that God is trying to save. By doing that, then we will have it will produce patience in us. When they constantly tell us, no, not again, not now again with that God thing, with that Christian thing. Yeah, we can see and understand that they're blind. Yeah. I remember when I used to say that to my brother, the one that brought me to Christ. And so we got to understand that at one time, maybe we were acting like they were.
That's right.
We have our ears, our hearts closed. And so if we love, we will have patience so that we can continue on talking to those people that maybe we have talked to before and they have rejected us. But we will even talk to them now with more understanding and more love, where we will end up giving them the message, but in a different way.
Amen.
And I think that that will help out a lot as becoming true ambassadors of God.
Amen.
Let me see. I guess I'll finish with this one last point. I know that a lot of people, or almost everybody, wants the best things out of life, wants happiness. So that's probably one of the lies that the devil uses. Work hard, make some money, and buy you this, buy you that, and you'll be happy. I guess when I was young, I kind of believed that. And so I did that, where I ended up breaking a lot of my body, and now I cannot work as I used to, trying to make that money. But now, as I get older, and I've heard this from Brother Henry a while ago, that whatever you buy, you get, when you have it, in a short while, the nice thing about it or the fun thing about it ends quickly. So it's just like an illusion that you're working for. I've discovered that the best thing that I have given myself was God.
All right.
Amen.
God Himself. I can honestly believe that. He has given me the satisfaction and the peace that I was looking for, that I needed.
That's good.
Everything else, if I don't have in this world, it's nothing. It won't. I'm not sad about it. I will be sad if I was to walk away from God. Sometimes I imagine, what would I be? What would I do? What would I feel like if I was to walk away from God?
Yeah.
And that feels ugly, just imagining.
Yeah.
So let's take God seriously and share this this great peace He can give us.
Amen.
If we really do as He says and not as we think we should do.
Amen?
And that's all I have to share with you guys for this time being.